This is the Soul Focus Podcast. I'm your host Q, aka Mr. Soul Focus. And today we're talking to a special young man. He goes by the name of Lamar Skeet, also known as Ammo. Now Lamar is currently serving a life sentence. He was convicted of first degree murder, but he's adamant about his innocence. He's one of the many young men who have been wrongfully convicted. And he talks about the criminal justice system. He talks about the day he was found guilty. But we really didn't talk too much about his case because he has an appeal pending. So in this interview, we're talking about Lamar, the rapper. He's one of the best rappers I've ever heard. So he talks about his mixtapes. Since he's been incarcerated, he has like several mixtapes out. Like I said, he's one of the best rappers I ever heard. So in this interview, he gets real personal. He talks about his favorite rappers. He talks about the state of hip hop. He talks about his trials and tribulations. He talks about a couple of the incidents he's been through since he's been incarcerated. There's one incident where he was stabbed in Edmonton Max and he felt he was gonna die. So, man, Soul Focus Podcast. We interview real people. You know what I mean? We tell true stories. Ammo's dream is to one day be a famous rapper. So I said, you know what? Let's speak it into existence. Let's sit down and do an interview. We did this interview in Joyceville Penitentiary roughly 2 years ago. And yeah, man, so hope you guys enjoy this. Like I said, man, Soul Focus Podcast. We interview real people. We tell true stories. Hope you guys learn something from this. Let's get right into it. This is an interview with Lamar Ammo Skeet.
This is Soul Focus Radio, home of the best underground hip-hop in Canada. Matter of fact, Soul Focus Radio is the number one station for hip-hop, period. I go by the name of Quick, a.k.a. Mr. Soul Focus, and I'm your host. Today we're broadcasting live from Joyceville Penitentiary, y'all. Listen, man, today we have a special show for you guys. Matter of fact, special is not even the right word, because today's show is going to be epic. Because joining us for our first ever live broadcast is an MC I feel is the definition of Soul Focus. He's been putting on great music for a while now. He has several mixtapes out, and every time he touches the mic, he delivers. He goes by the name of Ammo, a.k.a. Lyrical Ammunition, a.k.a. the voice of the prison, a.k.a. the hardest MC of Ammo. What's up, man?
Yo, what up, my nigga? Mr. Soul Focus. I was feeling that introduction still.
Yo, listen, man, I'm amped, man. I have to give you the right intro because you're a beast. But listen, man, this is the first time since you've been incarcerated, you're doing an in-depth interview. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, so let me tell the listeners what we're going to be doing today. We're going to talk about your mixtapes. We're going to dissect some of your lyrics. And we're just going to have a regular conversation. You know what I'm saying? I want the listener to get to know Ammo. Not Ammo the rapper, not Ammo the kid from the South Gene that's in jail. I want to get to know Ammo the thinker. Ammo the philosopher, Ammo the poet, Ammo the human being. Are you ready for this journey?
I'm ready for this journey.
Hold on, matter of fact, are you focused?
I'm so focused.
All right, listen, let's get into the beginning, man. How'd you get started making music? How'd you get started in hip-hop?
Like, how did I get started as an MC?
Yeah.
Basically, yeah, when I was younger, I used to listen to a lot of R&B, a lot of Boyz II Men, Usher Raymond, who else, R. Kelly. And yeah, I wanted to be a singer at that point in my life.
Hold on. Are you hearing this, man?
Yeah.
You wanted to be a singer? The hardest MC wants to sing?
Yeah, I wanted to be a singer.
Like Trey Songz singing?
Like Trey Songz singing.
Stop this. All right, keep going.
So, but the vocals weren't really working out in my favor. So by the time I was 12 years old, I decided that I was going to pick up the pen and paper. I started listening to a lot of rap music, Biggie, Tupac, Bone Thugs and Harmony, a lot of different styles, and I just started creating my own style and creating my own rhymes, and I liked it.
Okay, so look, you know, I did some digging up. I heard when you were younger, you were in a music program. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Tell us a little bit about that music program you're involved in.
The music program I was involved in was called Artistic Effusion. It took place at Davenport Perth Community Neighborhood Center at every Thursday. And basically, the program was put together by Rocky Mata. Shout out to Rocky. She had a very positive impact in my life. And the facilitators for that program was Daniel and Kamal. Shout out to Daniel and Kamal. They basically taught us how to structure songs properly, how to count bars, how to use our creative minds and put it all into the music. So that program had a positive impact on my life.
All right, look, they call me Mr. Soul Focus for a reason. I did some more digging up, and I heard that when you were younger, you used to battle rap. Tell us about your battle rap experience.
Yeah, I got into a one battle rap experience and it didn't really work out in my favor, and my battle rap career didn't last long.
Why? What? Did you lose the battle? What do you mean?
They said I lost the battle, Mr. Soul Focus.
All right, man. This is Soul Focus Radio. We'll be back. You know what I'm saying? After we take a quick commercial break, we're here live with Ammo, the hardest MC. Matter of fact, Ammo, the R&B singer. I'm going to see if we can get him to sing some tunes for us now. You know what I'm saying?
All right? Yeah,
yeah. We'll be back, man. This is Soul Focus Radio. Soul Focus Radio, we're back. We're broadcasting live from Joyce Ford Penitentiary here at Ammo, Lyrical Ammunition. What up, Ammo, man?
Yo, what up, my nigga, Mr. Soul Focused.
All right, look. I gotta ask you something, man. You know, hip-hop's changing every day. There's new artists. Who are you listening to? Who are you feeling? Who's your favorite artist right now in the game?
My favorite two artists right now in the rap game would definitely have to be Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
And J. Cole.
Why those two? What about Kendrick and J. Cole resonates with you? Why are you feeling them right now?
They're just doing it on a whole nother level. Bars, delivery, creativity, the concepts, and they're delivering.
All right, so let me ask you this. I'm going to ask you a really hard question right now. Right now, I need to know your top five MCs of all time, dead or alive. Top five.
Top 10.
Nah, man, top five.
Top 10.
People may catch feelings, but I need to know your top five dead or alive of all time
right
now.
Is this what you're doing to me right now?
Yeah, let's do this. Soul Focus Radio, let's do this.
Big L.
Big, woo! Okay, Big L, you're bringing it back. Let me hear your favorite Big L line of all time, man.
My favorite Big L line of all time would be...
Yeah, let me hear it.
Fuck all the glamours and glitz, I plan to get rich. I'm from New York and never was a fan of the Knicks.
Okay, Big L, that's one. Keep going.
Kendrick Lamar.
All right, I know he's your favorite artist right now, but top five dead or alive of all time?
Top five dead or alive, say that.
Kendrick Lamar, all right.
Definitely Tupac Shakur.
Okay, for sure. Tupac, for sure, man. Rest in peace, Tupac. Pioneer.
Rest in peace.
All right, that's three.
I would have to put J. Cole on that list.
Hold on. You have two guys on your list that are relatively new. J. Cole makes your top five all time?
All time.
All right. So, all right. Wow. All right. And who's your fifth? So, hold on. We have Tupac. We have Big L. We have Kendrick Lamar. J. Cole. Who's your fifth?
Oh, man.
Let's do this, man.
Oh, man. I would have to say Pusha T.
Whoa. Hold on. Wow. No, don't get it twisted. I'm not hating. Pusha T is super nice. How did he make your top five of all time, fam?
Honestly, I've always been a fan of Push. I feel like every time he touched the microphone, he goes hard. But after I heard his album, My Name Is My Name, track 12, Snitch, and the acronym for Snitch was Sorry Nigga, I'm Trying to Come Home. The whole concept behind that song and how he structured it, I never heard an MC do that, go in like that before.
So that one track by Pusha T got him on your top five.
I told you, man, top 10, man.
Nah, man. But you left out a lot of heavy hitters.
Oh, man.
You left out Biggie.
Yeah.
You left out Jay-Z.
Oh, man.
You left out Nas.
Oh,
Jadakiss Styles. Like,
oh,
crazy.
I told you, top 10, man.
I told you, some people are going to catch feelings, man.
But I'm saying, if it was top 10, just know Nicki Minaj would have been on that list.
Hold on. Are you really trying to swerve on Nicki Minaj right now on the radio, man?
Nah, it's not even like that, though. She got bars.
All right. Look, all right. You know what I'm saying? As you well know, there's a lot of heavy underground artists in Toronto. You know what I'm saying? Especially in the prison systems. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Who have you come across in your time that you would say is nice? That you could say, you know what? I'm feeling this dude. He's not well known, but he's heavy in the underground circuits and in the prisons. Who would you say?
Well, MCs from the city that I came across while I was locked up, definitely, I would say Thoroughbred from Finch West.
Shout out to Finch West,
And Rayshawn from the Vern.
Why do those two artists stand out in your mind? What about those two?
Just, yo, when I'm in the cypher with those niggas, the cypher is intense, and we're all delivering, and I feel like we're cut from the same type of MC cloth, you know, those hard bars and just metaphors, similes, double entendre, and feel like we keep each other going, so.
All right, so look. Speaking of Thoroughbred, on the Hardest MC Volume 2, which you have coming out soon, he's actually featured on a track all to himself. You know what I'm saying? Like, not a lot of underground artists shout out other underground artists. You took it a step further. You actually put him on your album, your mixtape, and gave him a track to himself. How did that come about?
Yeah, I told him that I needed a verse for the DJ 38 Soon TV Volume 2.
Shout out to DJ 38 one more time.
And we were in the music room. I was playing beats for him, and he was just spitting on the beats. Because Brett got bars, he got an arsenal, so he was just spitting something from his arsenal on the beat. And when I heard that one, I'm like, yeah, that's the one I want. But it was so fire that I couldn't even jump on the track. I'm just like, you know what? This is going to be an exclusive Thoroughbred track on my mixtape.
How real is that, man? You know what I'm saying? Like, Thoroughbred came with some heavy bars, and he and Ammo showed so much love. You showed him that much love that you say, no, this is all you. You have a track to yourself. That's real, man. That's real, man.
My nigga, man. Shout out to Thoroughbred, man.
Shout out to Thoroughbred, man. This is Soul Focus Radio. You know what I'm saying? We're broadcasting live from Joyful Penitentiary. We're here with Ammo, Lyrical Ammunition, man. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We got to pay these bills. Shout out to our sponsors, Soul Focus Entertainment, 1206 Studios. We'll be back with more from Ammo, the hardest MC, man.
Six, 47416, that's T.O.
Soul Focus Radio, we're back. That was Ammo with the intro right there, man.
Don't know.
Ammo, let me ask you something, man.
Yeah.
Remember, we're broadcasting live from Joyful Penitentiary. All right, you know, hip-hop is changing. There's a whole bunch of new artists out doing their thing. What do you think about the state of hip-hop right now?
The state of hip-hop is changing drastically. I feel like people are forgetting about some important elements inside the culture, such as DJing, the b-boy, the graffiti artist, the MC. I feel like artists are just scribbling notes on a paper or going into their phone and just typing in whatever and just going on the microphone and just dumbing it down for the people.
All right, so you know what I'm saying? Like I said, you know what I'm saying? The state of hip-hop is changing. You have a lot of dudes coming out with like catchy hooks, dancing, and you know what I'm saying? Sing-alongs and all that, man. You're not a fan of that type of music?
Well, there's a time and a place for everything. It's fun sometimes, but as I said, we got to get back to the essence, back to the core. You know what I'm saying? Back to the hip-hop culture that started off in South Bronx. And we got to be aware of the music that we're putting out, about the message behind it, about the creativity, about the concepts that you're coming on, you know?
All right, that's real. That's real. So in the near future, you ain't going to be no dance-along tracks from you, man? You're not going to be dancing?
Only God knows.
All right, so... All right, you're from Toronto, you know what I'm saying? What do you think about Drake?
Drake's nice, Drake does his thing, Drake could rap.
All right, so a lot of people are saying, oh, Drake doesn't represent what Toronto is. What do you say to that?
Yeah, Drake does his thing, he puts on for the city.
I like it, that's real, that's love right there, you know what I'm saying? Soul Focus Radio, man, you know what I'm saying? We're here broadcasting live from Joyful Penitentiary. We're here at Ammo, Lyrical Ammunition. We're going to pay some bills, you know what I'm saying? I'm your host, Mr. Soul Focus. I mean, shout out to Soul Focus Entertainment, 1206 Theaters will be back, man. Soul Focus Radio. Soul Focus Radio, we're back. Broadcasting live from Joyful Penitentiary here with Ammo.
Live from the Ville.
The voice of the prison. Yo, Ammo, man. Let me ask you something, man. So look, you know what I'm saying? I've had the pleasure of knowing you for a while now. You know what I'm saying? I personally seen your growth, your maturity, you know what I'm saying?
Years. We knew each other for years.
Yeah, for sure. So you have a mixtape coming out called Soul Focus, the mixtape.
Yeah.
And on that mixtape, you're touching on certain subjects, you know what I'm saying? Like you're talking about your relationship with God, your spiritual growth, things that you're going through in your personal life, how you feel about being incarcerated, right? So tell the listeners about your spiritual growth, you know, where you started, where you're at now, and your outlook on life.
Well, ever since I was younger, my mother raised me to be a believer of God. And I always believed in God, but as I started getting into my teenage years, I started straying away from the Father, right? And when I came in on this bid when I was 19 years old in 2010, I was in the dark. And the Most High presented a lot of obstacles and trials and tribulations in front of me. And I overcame those obstacles, right? And surely but surely, I started realizing that it was God presenting these things in front of me so that I can find myself and humble myself and get closer to Him. Because He's the reason why I'm waking up in the morning. He's the reason. He blessed me with all this talent, right? So I just ask Him for knowledge and understanding. And I ask Him to bless me with a spirit of wisdom, right?
That's real. Because look, like I said, man, that the mixtape you have coming out, Soul Focus, it's like... It touched me, you know what I'm saying? Because I hear you talking about things that are happening in the spiritual realm.
Respect.
Things that are happening on earth. Things that you're going through. And it really affected me, you know what I'm saying? As a listener. So
respect.
What do you want the fans to come away knowing about you and about your spiritual growth and where do you want and how, where do you want God to take you with this relationship? You know what I'm saying?
Well, first of all, I'm gonna keep asking God for knowledge and understanding and giving Him all the glory, because I'm not the one who's great. God is.
That's real.
Yeah, my homie Ray. Ray said that line on the track.
Alright,
yeah, what I want people to take away from the music is that just have a positive impact and just taking my story and taking my testimony. My testimony might not be the same as yours. We all have our own testimonies, but I just want my music to have a positive impact on the listeners.
That's real. All right, so let me ask you something else. What do you get out of the music? You know what I'm saying? It's not like you're signed to a label, but you keep on making tracks. You keep on putting out music. Like, what motivates you? Why do you keep on doing this? Like,
well, as I said in the beginning, I've been writing lyrics since I was 12 years old.
Okay.
So I have a strong passion for this, right? So that alone drives me. And just like when people show me love, the other day I was on range with one of the homies and he was talking to somebody in Vancouver. And okay. That person must have said, yo, what up, man? You're in Joyceville? Yo, you're there with Ammo? Yo, tell him I'm listening to his mixtape, Real Nigga Talking. And like, I didn't even know this person. This person all the way out in Vancouver,
wow,
right?
That's big, man. That's big. I love that. Yeah. I love that, man.
The other day, a group called Think Twice came into the prison for a Black History Month performance.
Okay.
And I was on the docket. I did a four-verse presentation.
Wasn't there some pastors there as well? Pastors?
Yeah.
Okay, go
those
on.
Pastors
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
And yeah, I did my four-verse presentation. And at the end of the whole event, one of the pastors came up to me and he said, young man, your presentation moved my spirit.
Wow.
Yo, that meant a lot to me, right?
Wow, all right. So, matter of fact, I was actually there for that presentation, man. I remember you did your thing and you went in and you kind of touched me, man. Can you spit what you spat at Black History Month for us?
Most definitely.
Soul Focus Radio, man. This is Ammo, man. Let me hear that, man.
I said, I don't worship the demons these heathens idolizing. God created man, put life inside him. Daniel had a vision. Gabriel confided, told him that he's going to war and only Michael's riding. What you know about the archangels? Forget a halo, they got swords, take souls when the Lord say so. Far from aliens, no extraterrestrials. I'm talking about the spiritual realm, celestial. Color a chrysolite, green emerald. Men speak abusively on things they do not know. Yo, they gave my homie a L. He thinks because he killed somebody that he's going to hell. I told him to chill. Don't be so hard on yourself. David killed, Samson killed, Moses as well.
Wow. Some soccer ball, man. This is Soul Focus Radio. We're here.
Blessed live. Is the Most High, Yahweh Elohim.
We're here live from Joyceville Penitentiary, man.
Live from the Ville.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, man. We'll be back, man. This is Soul Focus Radio. Soul Focus Radio, we're back. We're here with Ammo, Lyrical Ammunition, man. The Ammo, man. Before we went to break, we were talking about your growth, you know what I'm saying? Your growth spiritually, the way you matured, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
Like I said, man, you've been in jail for a long time, so I can only imagine the things you've been through, you know what I'm saying? But listening to some of your mixtapes, you talk about situations you've been through in the Max Pen, you know what I'm saying? J-Unit, more specifically, Edmonton Max, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For sure. Tell us what went down at Edmonton Max, man. Your experience out west.
When I went to Edmonton Max, that's when I experienced racism at its all-time high. Generations of hatred towards people just over their skin color, you know?
Yeah.
When I went there and I walked into a cell, I see the writing on the wall said, "Kill all niggers."
What?
Yeah, man, it's crazy out there.
Oh, man, it's crazy.
And when I got there, my homie showed me, like, these white boys run the place, and they don't have nothing to lose. They'll kill you, and they don't give a damn, right? So I just, I humbled myself and tried to stay out of the politics, but even in me doing that, God had an obstacle that he put in front of me.
All right, so you talk about going out there, humbling yourself. You seen one other dude that you knew from Toronto out there, and he told you, yo, these white boys are crazy, but
yeah,
you still end up getting into an altercation. What happened?
Basically, when I first got there was 8 black guys. We used to hang out and play basketball together, but you already know I'm doing a bid, so 9 months down the line, I'm still there. People
ended up, like, long story short, I was the last black guy there.
Wow.
This native guy that I used to shoot hoops with.
Yeah.
Ended up getting in some politics with the white boy.
Okay.
He ended up stabbing a white boy.
Wow.
And since the white boys couldn't get to him, they just switched all their anger towards me, started calling me a nigger, telling me to leave the range and go to PC.
Wow. So I remember, that's crazy. So the native dude got at one of the white boys.
Yeah.
They couldn't get to him, so they just turned their anger on you?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I remember you telling me a funny story. You said, out in Edmonton Max, if you were to fight someone calling you a nigga, you'd be fighting everybody. Like,
you'll be fighting everybody.
So that's crazy, man. So that was a regular term. They're calling you nigga like it's...
When I went there, I seen people with swastika tattoos on them. I even seen a dude with a black man hanging from a tree, a tattoo on his back.
Wow, that's crazy. Man, that's crazy, man. So, all right, so they're telling you to leave, go to PC. What happened?
Yeah, I told them I'm not going to protective custody. They were yelling at my cell partner because my cell partner is actually native. So they're calling him a dirty Indian, telling him to leave. And I just told my cell partner, hey, the only way I'm leaving this range is on a stretcher.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. So let me ask you a question, man. Like, were you nervous at all? When these dudes are coming at you, telling you to leave, what's going through your mind at this time?
I'm a human being, you know? I'm a human being. I have those feelings inside me. But at the end of the day, I fear no evil. I know God is with me. I know God's going to get me through the situation.
Wow, that's big. That's big. So what ended up happening? So, all right, so they're telling you, you better leave the range. They're getting at your celly, who's native, telling him you better leave. So what goes down?
The unit was locked down, so... They were doing one cell at a time. So me and my cellie came out of our cell. He went on the phone, I went in the shower. And hey, we're in prison. It's a slimy place. So one of the white boys must have gave my cell partner a knife and told him to stab me or they were gonna kill him.
Hold on, let me make this clear. Hold on, man. All this Soul Focus Radio over here with Lyrical Ammunition Ammo. So they actually end up giving your cellmate a weapon to get at you?
Yeah,
wow,
that's what happened.
That's crazy.
And I was in the shower.
Yeah.
I got stabbed like inches away from my eye.
Wow.
So I could have lost my eye, but by the grace of God, I didn't.
Hold on, whoa, let me get this right. So you were in the shower. You're actually taking a shower.
Yeah, I was taking
a
shower.
And homeboy came in the shower. Wow. And got at you when you were in the shower?
Yeah. He attacked me with a weapon.
Okay.
I got scarred right above my eyebrow. I had to fight my way up out the shower. In doing so, I caught a couple scars on my back.
So hold on. I don't mean to laugh, but hold on. You fighting this dude naked. This guy's stabbing
butt-ass
you naked.
Butt-ass. Like some 50 Cent get rich or die trying shit, man.
Wow, that's crazy. All right, so what went down? So you fought your way out of the shower?
Yeah, I ended up catching a couple stab wounds in my back.
Wow.
And feds started shooting tear gas and shit.
Okay.
I was leaking on the range. Then they walked me across the courtyard. I went to the hospital, got stitched up, went to the hole, right?
Wow, so... you have a track out there called Penitentiary Nightmare, and you spent a couple of months in Edmonton Max segregation, right?
Yeah.
Wow, it's crazy. So you said in segregation, and that's where a lot of people commit suicide, a lot of people lose their lives, right?
Most definitely.
And one of your tracks, you have it out there, is called Conversation with a Suicidal Man.
Yeah, Suicidal Man, real nigga talking. That's my first mixtape.
Okay, that's big. So what happened in segregation? You know that about this track?
Yeah, man. Well, that track's actually like. The person who I was talking to in segregation didn't actually kill himself, but he was a suicidal man.
Okay.
And I had a conversation with him, and he was just telling me some deep shit, man. And that person actually attempted to kill himself. He didn't end up dying.
Wow.
He didn't end up dying, but I just took the track on a different scale, used a situation I went through in my life, and made it into a song, right?
So, hold on, let me get this straight. So, before he ended up, trying to take his life, he was actually having a conversation with you?
Yeah,
like,
every Sunday.
Did you see that coming?
Grace.
Like, were you like...
I seen it coming, but I didn't see it coming because I'm going through what I'm going through, so I'm not really focusing on what he's going through at the same time. But when the guards walked by his cell and said, oh my God, he's still in his throat, call the ambulance, like, it was just so surreal to me, like...
Wow. We've had some conversations, you know what I'm saying? since we've been here together, you know what I'm saying? And was that the first time that you, when you actually realized that, yo, I'm in jail and, you know, I could die. Like, this is, I have
yeah,
to be on.
When I was in Edmonton Max, the shower and the situation from the shower, that really opened my eyes and, like, yo, I really had to fight my way up out the shower. If I stayed in that shower, I probably wouldn't be here today, but through the grace of God, he gave me the strength to fight my way up out that shower. That's when I really realized that, yo, you can die in prison. And somebody got beat to death while I was in Edmonton, Max.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. That's deep, man. Just like I said, man, you've been through your trials and tribulations, man. I can only imagine what you've been through. You know what I'm saying? Like, so hope the listeners out there taking this in, man, because, you know what I'm saying, this is a side of you, like, a lot of people don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're telling your personal story. That's big, man. This is Soul Focus Radio. Once again, we're live from Joyful Penitentiary.
Live from the Ville.
Live from the Ville, man. We're here with Ammo, the voice of the prison, man. We're talking to you from prison right now, man. So, you know what I'm saying? Hope y'all enjoying this, man. We'll be back after we take a quick commercial break, man. Shout out to Soul Focus Entertainment, 1206 Studios, man. We'll be back, man. I'm your boy, Mr. Soul Focus. We're back. This is Soul Focus Radio. Yeah, that was Ammo in the background singing some Justin Bieber. I told you guys I was going to get him to sing, man.
Yo,
I know you always
to
wanted to be
Bieber,
an R&B
though.
Singer, man.
Yo, shout out to Justin Bieber, though, man.
Yo, speaking of Justin Bieber, yo, what do you think about that? His new album.
Yo, his new album's off the charts, man. My hat goes off to him.
Yo, I can't lie, man. The album is hot. Yo, Ammo.
Yo.
I'm a believer, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
but, yo,
same
look.
Same here.
I'm saying? This is Soul Focus Radio. I'm your boy, Mr. Soul Focus. We're here with Ammo. So Ammo, so I want to get into some of your lyrics, you know what I'm saying? I want to dissect some of your bars, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we could do that.
All right, so the first lyric is off the Soul Focus mixtape that you have coming out, you know what I'm saying? The name of the track is called World War III CNN Live.
Ooh.
And the lyric goes like this. You said something like, air strikes in the Middle East, women and children flee. They just want to live in peace. They try to escape to the embassy, but the embassy says we'll get to you
eventually.
What if it's too late and a bomb hits? That could turn a Muslim
to a jihadist.
All right, so explain that for us. Tell us how that came about and the meaning behind the lyrics.
Well, I wrote that verse right after the bombs went off in Paris, and Paris was in a state of panic. And I was just giving the listener a vivid painting on what's going on in Syria. Innocent children, innocent women dying at the hands of American missiles. And CNN only shows you one side of the war. And those innocent people are actually trying to leave Syria and go to a peaceful country. And they're even having a hard time with politicians doing that. And then the last part of the verse is just like how a righteous man could be radicalized in the blink of an eye after hearing that his family just got blown up in explosion. It's just a spiral effect. And don't get it twisted for one second. I'm not condoning in what ISIS is doing.
You know what I'm saying? That's real because I love the way you put that, because you are painting a vivid picture, because like you said, CNN only shows one side of the picture, because there are innocent people getting killed and a little boy loses his whole family to a Western bomb.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And people are in his ear telling him, you know what, these are the people responsible for doing this, so that little kid or that man becomes radicalized, you know what I'm saying? I just hope that we get peace in the Middle East, because...
Peace in the Middle
East,
man.
It's crazy out there, you know what I'm saying? But, all right, so I'm going to go to the next lyric. All right, this song is called Only Human.
Ooh.
It's one of my favorite tracks from you, because on this track, you really open yourself up, you know what I'm saying? You're getting really personal, you know what I'm saying? So it goes like this. Remember, help me out. It's your lyrics, right? So if I mess up, help me up. All right, so it goes... I'm far from perfect. Sometimes I make mistakes. I'm still learning. Tossing and turning till the morning. Sleeping barely. You couldn't carry my burden. Don't see what's inside. Only what's on the surface. Bottled up emotions. Honestly, I'm hurting. Cause it's been 6 years.
And I just turned 25. Parole eligibility in 2035. Still, I never cry. Guess it's too much pride. Real nigga for life. Look into my eyes.
So, explain that. Break down the lyrics. The message behind it. And how it came about.
Well, that whole song is self-explanatory by the title, I'm Only Human. And that song is just about battles that's going on inside my mind, battles that's going on inside my heart, battles with me in the spiritual realm. And I'm just asking God to guide me through this journey called life. Yeah, man.
See, that's real, man. Like I said, man, that soul focus mixtape you have coming out. I had the pleasure of working with you and listening to the mixtape. It's a classic, man. So I
respect.
The next lyric is kind of like more of those hurdles, hard MC bars. You know what I'm saying? So you know what I'm saying? It's off of Volume 2, The Hardest MC.
Soon TV.
Yeah, and it goes like this. You say something like, on my side it's so wassy, cause you can catch gunshots from your own posse. Little homies riding around with them old shotties.
Bullets in his head, said the autopsy. Mafia rules, no John Gotti. Coroner in the room with your cold body. Hardest MC, I know you know about me. My name Amma, who
effing with me?
Nobody.
Alright, so Max, a really serious question. What do you say to the naysayers and the critics that will say, you know what, he's rapping about violence, he's glorifying people getting shot and little kids driving around with shotguns. Like, what do you say to those people when they say?
At the end of the day, I'm not glorifying the gangster lifestyle. I'm just painting a vivid picture of the harsh realities that are taking place within the inner city. And hopefully a youngster who's not involved in that lifestyle could hear my lyrics and say, hey, you know what, I don't want to be a part of that, because friends are killing friends and people are dying. At the end of the day, you have to think about your family, and that's what I learned throughout this journey.
That's real. You know what, this is a subject that I take, it really affects me too, because hold on, stop the beat for a second. Yeah, man, I really want the listeners and people listening to really understand. You see hip-hop and rap music is an art form, right? So when you're saying certain lyrics, like, you're not glorifying the lifestyle. This is the reality of what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, it's not just for young kids to hear and think it's cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like it's for parents to hear what's going on.
Ooh.
Maybe politicians say, oh, that's what's going on in the streets. Dude. What can we do to change this? You know what I'm saying? Like for example, you say something in one of your tracks. You say something, how does it go? You say, one of my favorite verses from you too. You say something. I asked my little homie what he wants to be. And the answer that he told me, I could not believe. When I asked my little homie what he wants to be,
he responded that he wants to be just like me.
Now, when I heard that, I was like, wow, that's deep. And you're not saying, oh, be like me, that's cool. You're painting a picture, like, you're painting a picture saying, listen, a lot of young kids out there are glorifying the wrong things. They're thinking that being in the streets is cool.
Exactly.
Going to jail is cool.
Exactly.
Carrying and selling drugs is cool.
When all reality that it's not cool.
Yeah, and you're saying that in the music. For example, man, I was talking to you about this before the commercial break. And I was telling you, I saw a documentary with N.W.A. You know what I'm saying? They were interviewing Ice Cube.
Okay. And yo, shout out to Ice Cube,
you know, pioneer. And they were talking to him about when he came with the whole N.W.A. movement and F the Police and Straight Outta Compton, saying don't you think you were glorifying violence and contributing to the street lifestyle? You know what I'm saying, with those lyrics? And he said, listen, man, I'm painting a vivid picture. I don't want the young kids coming up to live this lifestyle, go through what I'm rapping about. You know what I'm saying? I'm not glorifying it, but at the end of the day, this is reality. What's going on?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and he flipped the script so crazy. He brought up the American National Anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, and he said, listen, with that national anthem, they're talking about violence. You know what I'm saying? Rockets, red flare, bombs bursting in air.
Oh, that's
now,
deep.
They're not glorifying the war that happened, but the United States of America
was built off of that war.
Yeah, they were able to earn their independence off the war. So,
yeah.
Like, when he said that, it was so deep. The music is an art form. You're painting a picture, man. So I love the fact that there's always a message behind your music. And
respect.
I want, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want all the kids to know, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, when you be conscious of what you're putting out there, because the naysayers will flip the script and they'll use the bars against you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm glad we're here doing this, man. This is Soul Focus Radio. We're here with Ammo, Lyrical Ammunition, man. Man, I told you, this is epic. This is special, man. This is more than special. It's epic. You know what I'm saying? We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're here with Lyrical Ammunition, Soul Focus Radio. Shout out to
T-Dot, stand up. 647-416.
We'll be back. Soul Focus Radio.
Live from the Ville.
We're back. Broadcasting live from Georgetown Penitentiary. We're here with Ammo. Yo, Ammo.
Yo, what up, Mr. Soul Focus?
Yo, tell us about March 30th, 2012.
Oh, that's a very sentimental day to me. March 30th, 2012 is the day that I got found guilty of the first degree murder of Kenneth Mark.
Okay. So, like I said before, man, I can only imagine what you've been going through. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to ask you something. what was going on in your mind and in your in inside of you when you went upstairs and after 4 days of deliberation, the jury said, we find Amarski guilty of first degree murder?
Well, what was going on in my mind was like, wow. Like, I was 21 years old and I was about to get sentenced to 25 years to life in prison. And I was just like, yo, I didn't even turn 25 yet. And when the jury said guilty, when the foreman said guilty, I turned around, I seen tears in my mother's eye. I seen you there, Mr. So Focused. And it was very emotional, but I just looked to the sky and I asked God, like, is this what you want for me? Is this the journey that you want me to go on? Because I'm gonna go on this journey fearing no evil, knowing that you are with me. So that's kind of the thoughts that were going through my mind.
All right, that's deep. You know what I'm saying? Like, as of right now, you're going through the appeal process. So
definitely.
So we can't really talk too much about the specifics of your case. But I was actually there throughout the trial. You know what I mean? How do you feel about the judge and how he dealt with you? Did he think he gave you a fair shake?
I feel like the judge was biased against me. I feel like it was an unfair trial. He let in a lot of inadmissible evidence for the jury to hear, for the jury to be persuaded that I was guilty. Yeah, I think part of the reason he did that was because I was young and black. And another part of the reason was because of the politics surrounding the whole case.
I'm saying, yeah, so, like, you mentioned being young and black. With a lot of cases, you know what I'm saying, the Crown will portray a picture. You step into the courtroom and the judge is already making up his mind
about
you, and you know what I'm saying, do you feel that happened with you?
Yeah, I feel
and
like,
why do you think that is?
I feel like the judge already made his decision before the trial even started that he was gonna lead the jury into believing I was guilty by letting in all the inadmissible evidence, letting in all the bad character evidence. And I just feel like in his mind he just feels like I have nothing to contribute to society. I'm just a young black kid from a bad neighborhood who's just gonna cause havoc to society. So even if he thinks I did not murder Kenneth Mark, he just said, well, what's this kid good for anyway?
And that's big, because that happens a lot, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like I said, I was actually there, you know what I'm saying, throughout the trial. And I seen a lot of the dirty tricks that the Crown and the judge use against you, you know what I'm saying? They stack the deck, you know what I'm saying?
So yeah, most definitely.
We mentioned earlier about lyrics, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was there when they allowed a certain rap lyric that you made while in jail.
Yeah, life
which
from
had
the gun.
Which had nothing to do about your case, but
nothing
for their
nothing.
Benefit, they use that against you. You know what I'm
exactly,
saying?
Exactly.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, there was
so Focus Radio.
There was a bar that I said on the Life from the Don. It went like this. It went, real niggas don't crack to the coppers, and they just flipped that whole script and said that I was sending a message to the community saying that real niggas are men of the streets who don't cooperate with the police, and that's the reason why Kenneth Mark died. And I was like, whoa, this whole song has nothing to do with Kenneth Mark. This has to do with the Don jail. The coppers are correctional officers. So they as you said, they come with little tricks to manipulate the jury into believing that I'm a bad person.
Yeah, right? I remember that part of the case, and you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm glad that we could talk this. Like I said, we can't really get into specifics because you have a case before the appeal courts, right? So, but, I know that bar. You said real niggas don't crack to the coppers. You know what I'm saying? Like, crack is a jail term. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a term used for, like, they said, you said crack means snitching. Like,
yeah.
Like, people crack ranges all the time. People crack ranges and go hook up with their friends. They want to leave one range to go to another range. You know what I'm saying? But like we said earlier, man, it's crazy how they flipped it for themselves and painted a picture that you're this evil young man. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
they played dirty. But I want everyone listening today, especially if you're a young up and coming rap artist in the game, like, be aware and be conscious of what you put out. You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Make sure your music stands for something, because they're gonna lose it, flip it against you. You know what I'm saying?
True story.
All right, so look, man, this is Soul Focus Radio. Over here with Lyrical Ammunition, Ammo, the voice of the prison. I'm going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back, man. Soul Focus Radio.
Soul Focus Radio, we're back.
Live from the Ville.
Live from Joyceville Penitentiary, man. Yo, Alma, I got a bone to pick with you, man. I'm still upset, man. Like, how'd you leave off Jay-Z off your top five?
Yo, shout out to Jay-Z, man.
You know, I have to play that big pimpy, man. Shout out to Hov, man.
Yeah, man.
Like I said, man, this is epic because this will probably be the first and last time we're ever broadcasting from Joyceville Penitentiary, man.
They're
shutting this place down, right? So this is epic, man. This is special, man. So listen, the Alma, man.
What up, Mr.
What do you so have? Focused. What do you have planned for the future? Tell us about the music you already have out and the music you have coming up or coming out in the near future.
All right. Right now I have two mixtapes. My debut mixtape, Real Nigga Talking. You can find that on SoundCloud.com. Search DJ38. Shout out to Fuzzy. Fuzzy produced that mixtape. My second mixtape that was put out is called DJ38 Presents Ammo, the Hardest MC. You can also find that on SoundCloud.com. Search DJ_38. And I have my album out, Time of My Life. You can find that on SoundCloud.com. Search Lyrical Ammunition. And right now I have a mixtape about to come out in the near future called So Focused.
Yo, listen, man. Yo, listeners, ladies and gentlemen, I heard the mixtape. It's a classic. All right, go on.
And I got the DJ 38 Presents Ammo, the Hardest MC, Volume 2.
All right, shout out to DJ 38.
Shout out to DJ 38, man. Soon TV and Volume 3 for that, too. So that's what I have coming out musically in the near future. But right now, I'm actually in the process of trying to get a book published.
Right.
So we'll see how that works out. And yeah, I'm going to start.
What kind of book?
It's a book of lyrics. It's called Real Nigga Talking. It's the book of lyrics to my first mixtape, Real Nigga Talking. So hopefully I could get that published.
Sick idea. I love that. So, go on.
Yeah, I'm thinking about writing an autobiography and getting into some creative writing, man.
That's real. So let me ask you about when you do put out mixtapes and when you're putting a mixtape together or an album, like, what's that process like for you? Like, how long does it take you to put out the music?
Depending on how fast I finish it, how hard I work. Sometimes it takes anywhere from a month to make a mixtape. Sometimes it takes 3, 4, 5 months. And yeah, I just always make sure I have a theme and I follow the theme.
How do you choose your themes? You know what I'm saying? Like, for example, like you have your Hardest MC come out. Then you have your, you know what I'm saying, like your spiritual stuff. You know what I'm saying? You'll talk about your spiritual growth. Like, how do you pick and choose what to put out, when to put out, and like what's the whole creative process?
Well,
like,
I'm always conscious of what I put out and how I put it out. Music is an art form, as we said. So depending on what kind of mood I'm in, how I'm feeling, those are the pictures that I'm going to paint, right?
I'm going to ask you to do me a favor, man.
What up?
Can you spit something a cappella from Volume 2, man?
Woo!
Matter of fact, can you spit one of my favorite tracks from the Volume 2, Hardest MC? Can you spit something for me, man?
Yeah, man, for sure.
All right, go ahead, let me hear that.
I said, yo, Lord, forgive me for my sins. I was only trying to win. They don't want to see me live. They rather see me suffering, stuck up in the fucking pen, wondering how the fuck I got convicted. It was supposed to be a bust-up thing. Still, I thank Yahweh for this breath of oxygen. Trials and tribulations, trying to make it through these obstacles. I can see the snakes from a distance. No binoculars, forgot to cut the grass. Yo, watch where you walking, cuz, before they slime you. Fam, come smoke a blunt, then dome you while you rolling up. Holy fuck. Died from the bullet in his homie's gun. Told my little homie, smarten up, dog. Don't be dumb. You're still young. Got your whole life to live. You don't know the game real. You can lose your life in it. He might have been your close friend. Thought that you were tight with him. Till they find you dead. Showed your ops where you lie your head. Damn. The streets get mucky, G. Running from gunshots. Niggas tried to duppy me. Couple of the homies got touched. That's some fuckery scene. Same time I'm thinking. Luckily it wasn't me. Early teens serving fiends and bunning weed in the trap like they had me in a double team. Don't go outside, I hear my mother plea. She don't want them white sheets to cover me. She don't want me locked down in custody. But deep down, she know that her son's a G. No Kool-Aid pumping through my arteries. Everything I've been through will always be a part of me.
Your eyes couldn't fathom all the shit I seen, cause I done seen bodies stiffer than a figurine. Asked my little homie what he wants to be, and the answer that he gave me I could not believe. Cause when I asked my little homie what he wants to be, he responded that he wants to be just like me.
Damn. So Focus Radio, man. We're here with Lyrical Ammunition. We want to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back. I'm saying, after word from my sponsors, shout out to Soul Focus Entertainment, 1206 Studios.
Freedom and them.
We'll be back. Soul Focus Radio, we're back. We're live from Joyceville Penitentiary.
Live from the Ville.
We're here with Ammo, Lyrical Ammunition. Yo, Ammo.
What up, Mr. Soul Focus?
You hear that big sound in the background, right?
I don't fuck with you.
So let me ask you something. You've been in jail a while now.
Yeah.
You know, things change over the years.
Definitely.
Who ain't you fucking with anymore?
Man, I ain't fucking with you if all you're bringing to the table is negativity. I ain't fucking with you if you don't have a positive influence on my life.
All right, that's real. That's real. So let me ask you this. What about those friends that you grew up with? Or those friends that you have love for, where they're not on the same path as you? When I mean path, I mean they haven't matured the way you have, or they haven't grown spiritually the way you have. How do you separate the relationship?
Well, at the end of the day, every man has to walk on their own journey in life. And I live through situations that open my eyes to see that God is real. So I can bestow knowledge on my friends that I grew up with and try to show them the light. But if they're stuck in the darkness, then there's nothing I can really do. I can't force God on a man. But I just try to bestow the knowledge that the Most High blessed me with, and hopefully a man can take heed to what I'm saying. But at the same time, I don't let those friends who are not on the same journey and path in life as I am, I don't let those friends bring me down.
Yeah, that's so real, man. I love the way you put that. Alright, so you told us who you ain't messing with. Who are you fucking with? Who's holding you down? Who you messing with?
Definitely my mother. Shout out to Valencia Nicole Skeet, the best mother in the world.
Shout out to Mons.
Shorty's holding it down. She's checking for me, and I have the utmost respect for her, because you don't know the situation that I'm currently in. Enough shorties would have been doing their own thing on road. And some of the close homies that I grew up with. Cause when I got convicted, my lawyer told me in 3 years, a lot of people who are your friends right now are not gonna be your friends in 3 years. So everybody who's still around, who's still checking for me, who's still sending me money orders, who's still sending me money, making sure my phone card's good, making sure I'm good. Shout out to the homies.
Yo, shout out to the homeboys. Shout out to Shorty for holding it down, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's shout real. Out to mom.
Shout out to mom. All right, so look, man, this is Soul Focus Radio. We're here with Lyrical Ammunition. We're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back, man. Stay tuned. Soul Focus Radio. Soul Focus Radio. We're back. Live from Joyceville Penitentiary.
Live from the Ville.
It's your boy, Mr. Soul Focus. I'm here with Ammo, Lyrical Ammunition. Yo, Ammo.
What up, Mr. Soul Focus?
Yo, you were talking about authentic hip-hop earlier, right?
Yeah.
You heard that beat in the background.
That beat is crazy, man. That's authentic right there, man.
Does it get any more authentic than that, man?
Nah, man. That's straight from the Bronx, man.
The bridge is over.
South Bronx.
So look. All right. I'm gonna ask you something. You know, in hip-hop, battle rap has been a big part of hip-hop since the beginning, right?
Definitely.
All right. You know, it's a big part of the culture. I'm going to ask you about some classic hip-hop battles.
All right.
And you got to tell me who won the battle. You ready?
Let's do this.
All right, first battle. Nas, Jay-Z. Who won the battle?
I'm going to have to go with Ether, man.
Oh, man. Yo, listen, man. Yo, you've been throwing blows at Jay today.
You
didn't have him on your top five. And now you say Nas won the battle, man.
It's not even like that, though.
All right, yo, shout out to Ho, man. Shout out to Ho. All right. Next battle. Jadakiss, Beanie Siegel. Who won the battle?
Oh, I'm not even familiar with that battle, Mr. Soul Focus.
You never heard them go back and forth?
Nah, I never got a chance,
man,
to take that in.
Oh, you gotta take those ones in, man. They went hard, but you're not getting off the hook that easily. Who do you like better? Jadakiss or Beanie Siegel? Choose one.
Both of them are hard MCs, but
choose one.
I'ma have to go with Jadakiss.
Alright. next battle. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Drake, Meek Mill. Who won the battle? Who won the battle?
Nicki Minaj.
I love it. You know, end of the day, yo. She really did win the battle. You know what I mean? All right. Next battle. Ice Cube, Eazy-E. Who won the battle?
Ice Cube, man.
Okay. Shout out to Ice Cube, man.
All right.
Next battle. This was a featherweight battle. They didn't throw any haymakers, no knockout punches, but they threw a couple of jabs at each other. You ready?
Yeah.
Little Romeo, Little Bow Wow. Who won the battle? They had a little battle. Yeah, who won the battle?
Little Romeo.
All right. Last but not least, who won the battle? KRS-One, MC Shan.
The bridge is over.
That's what's up. All right, so look, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the last time that we're probably ever going to broadcast live from Joyful Penitentiary.
No, definitely it's the last time.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, it's been an honor to have you here, Ammo, doing this. Like I told the listeners earlier, this is raw, man. This is raw. We just unscripted, man. We did this. So it's going to be the first of many, man. It's been an honor doing this with you, Ammo. So let me ask you this, man. What's your final message? What do you want the people to take away from this? Your final message. Let me hear it, man.
My final message to the people would be live your life, chase your dreams, and give God all the glory. God blessed me with this talent, and I'm telling my story. Everybody has their own story. Everybody has their own testimony. You feel me?
All right, that's real, man. This is Soul Focus Radio, man. We're here with Lyric and Ammunition, man. We're going to wrap this up, but we're not done quite yet, man. I got a special surprise for you guys. I'm going to take one last commercial break. You know what I'm saying? I told you, this is epic. I'm a man of my word. Stay tuned. We have something epic when we come back, man. Soul Focus Radio. Live from Joyful with Lyric and Ammunition.
Wait.
Soul Focus Radio, we're back, man.
Live from the Ville.
It's your boy, Mr. Soul Focus, man. We're here broadcasting live from Joyful Penitentiary. We're here with Ammo. Yo, listen, before the commercial break, I told you guys I had something special planned for you guys, man. I'm a man of my word. Yo, Ammo, man.
Yo, what up, Mr. Soul Focused?
Yo, like I said earlier, man, this is epic, right?
Epic.
Because they're shutting down Joyful Penitentiary. They're shipping everyone out of here. So this will be the last time we're ever broadcasting live from Joyful. This will be the last time we're ever using this music room. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
What I need you to do, Ammo, they can't shut it down. I need you to shut it down. I need you to shut down the radio station.
Bars.
I need you to shut down the microphones.
Bars.
I need you to shut down this music room.
Bars.
But more importantly, I need you to shut down Joyful 2016, man.
Yo, Mr. Soul Focus.
What up?
Yo, put that instrumental on, man.
Yo, I need you to go in, Ammo. I need you to go in. If you're not focused, I urge you to get focused. Soul Focus Radio, this is Ammo. Let's do this. Go in.
Woo! My ambitions as a rider. Rest in peace, Tupac Shakur. Listen, for murder, these youngsters got an appetite. Catch them at the traffic light, send them to the afterlife. On the scene, more grains than a pack of rice. On the spot he died, vigil, candle lights. The nigga could've went to college in the States. Now his body is decayed, rotting in a grave. Meanwhile, his killer is locked up in a cage. Max Penitentiary, sharpening his blade. Keep the grass cut, watch out for the snakes, cause they plot behind your back, but they smile in your face like, what up, fam? Let's smoke a blunt, man. Get you in the staircase, now you're done. Blam, in the West End, your best friend could be the gunman. School face cap, turning into gangland. The feds want to make your home a prison, so they do a project on your whole division. Throwing plea bargains at its co-defendants, it's gonna get to double digits when the boss convicted. Countrywide warrant, on the news at 6, ain't trying to do a bid, now he's a fugitive. Shot the nigga in his head for his crucifix. Out there, it's the young niggas doing things. Ruthless Crips, vicious hooligans. They'll let the hammer fly like a stewardess. Ammo ain't the hardest, that's foolishness. Even though my flow's retarded and my bar's the stupidest.
Yo, hold on, man. Hold on. Yo, stop the beat, man. Soul Focus Radio. Ammo, man, you're going too hard. You're gonna get mad, man.
Bars.
You're going too hard. You're gonna get mad, man. But listen, man, we're not done. I told you, man, I had something epic for you guys today, man. We're not done. Yo, Ammo, man.
Yo, man, you there, man?
Yo, what up, Mr. Soul Focus?
Yo, listen, man, listen, yo, know what I need from you, man? I need to ask you something, right? I need to ask you something. I want you to tell me the answer.
All right.
So look. A powerful group or family that maintains its position for a long time. You know what that's called?
Yo, that's called a motherfucking dynasty, my nigga.
Soul Focus Radio, I told you. This is more than just a movement. This is epic. It's a dynasty. Yo, Ammo, you're not done. I need you to go in.
Yeah. Soul Focus Radio. Yo, turn that beat up, Mr. Soul Focus. Yeah. This is Soul Focus exclusive. Ammo, the hardest MC. Listen. This is for the youngsters sipping whites, puffing hydro. If you live too fast, you gon' die slow. And I know you got your rifle for survival till you squeeze on your rival, hit him somewhere vital. It's a never-ending cycle. Too many niggas caught up in the cyclone. Either lay in the grave with your eyes closed or get locked, FaceTime, no iPhone. Germs pled guilty, didn't take it to trial. If you like war stories, nigga, take it to Bible. If a nigga bring talks like Goliath, David with the slingshot, I'm a triumph. God of Israel, hear your servants cry. Bless my enemies even though they deserve to die. Looking dead in the serpent's eyes. And all the real niggas know I'm certified. Fuck a false idol, I only worship God. My style is insane, I'm going mud. So focused, ask Mr. So focused. Flow potent, no boasting. Nigga, go post this. Put it on your page and let them conversate. Like how the fuck this nigga locked and still dropping tapes? Cause they can trap my body but can't lock my brain. Does a real man stand and fight or does he walk away? I'm just trying to find the right answer. Fighting for my life like somebody trying to fight cancer. Hashtag Black Lives Matter. But look what white supremacists did to the Black Panthers. That's why real niggas love my style. Political content from the underground. Hardest MC, don't fuck around. Joyceville 2016, shut it down.
Soul Focus Radio, man. I told you guys, man. I told you he's the hardest. Now do you
bars.
See? Are you not entertained?
Bars.
Yo, listen, man. Yo, Ammo, like I said, it was an honor doing this with you, man. You know what I'm saying? This was epic, man. I thank you guys for listening, man. You know what I'm saying? This is Soul Focus Radio. It's more than a movement. It's a dynasty, man. Yo, don't forget, man. Lyrical Ammunition, SoundCloud.com, DJ _38, man. To hear more music, man, we're not done, man. It's a dynasty, man. Soul Focus Radio, we out, man. Ammo, man. That's how you shut down the penitentiary, man.
Bars.